when he decided to keep that ball, Evans Smolinski shed his blocker, run right into that tall giant, 6'6", 300 pounds, according to the game script, and he absolutely demolishes that play. No gain after that.
And they, according to the spot, they're going to have to measure this one. Referee Mark Stewart from Traverse City calls out on the sticks. Locals chain gang guru today. We'll recognize a couple of those names out there, the Finkels out there, as they have all season. Looks like also Ron Roberts and Mike Erdman. Chains are extended. Now, of course, we're on the opposite side of the field here, so it's very difficult to see the line markers, and they're going to say first down on a very healthy spot. Gives the Breckenridge a first and 10 from the 29-yard line. Don't really agree with that one, but that's the way she goes.
Yeah, no question about it. I definitely thought he got a yard, but not 2.5. That was a very generous way to start this game for Breckenridge after the fumble. But nonetheless, a first down, and if you're Harbor Beach, that's not that big a deal, but you cannot allow 8 yards on first down. They're going to have to seal it up on first down, starting with this part right now.
8 minutes, 16 seconds left in the first quarter. First and 10 from the 29-yard line for Breckenridge. Left to right across your radio. Spread formation in the pistol. And it's going to be quarterback keeper up the middle, and Staley is stopped in his tracks out for about maybe 2 yards. Just on this side of the 30-yard line, tackle made by Kendall Kintner, nose guard for Harbor Beach. Second down, 8 to go.
Lots of motion again. We talked about that in the pregame. We're going to talk about it all game long. You're going to see 4 receivers on the field with a running back in the backfield, and a lot of times they'll take that slot receiver on one side or the other and run him in motion, and that's your first sign as the Harbor Beach defense that is option one, is the handoff to the receiver going side to side. The second option is a running back, and third option is a quarterback keeper.
Staley in the option. He's going to keep it for himself, and he's stopped in his tracks again by Nathan Seaman as he veered to the right, and he gets out to about the 32-yard line. This will be gain of a yard, third down and 7 now for Breckenridge.
There's lots of stuff you can do in this shotgun formation, so bear with. They take the receiver, put him in motion, and this time when they don't hand it to him, the quarterback keeps it. They run the option to the near side of the field, and credit on that play to me goes to Evan Smolinski as he sticks that big frame out in front, takes the pitch away, and all the quarterback can do is tuck in and go down to the ground, and an easy gain as he runs right back into that offensive line or defensive line of Harbor Beach for a very short gain.
Same formation, Staley passing screen to the left, and Harbor Beach is all over him, and Valier gets out of his first tackle, still on his loose,
happen.
And he has very close to the first down marker. They're actually going to step out of bounds at the 37-yard line. Tackle made by Nathan Seaman as Valier got out of 2 tackles before that. Would have been for about no gain on it. So they're marking him down at the 37. This will mark him short of the first down by about 2 yards, fourth down and 2.
I apologize for talking in out loud there, but that cannot happen. Harbor Beach read the screen pass. They had 2 defensive backs out there, and he goes right in between them. They both miss and are laying on the ground, and next thing you know, they get up the field, and now they only have maybe 2 or 3 yards to go for the first down instead of a loss of 1 there.
And they're going for it. Now they're going to be changing formations. They send 2 wide out each way. And now Staley goes back into the punt formation. And there's the punt, and it's a booming punt. Going to go over the head of Mason Yon and bounces at the 25, inside the 20, and takes a huge Breckenridge bounce all the way down to about the 11 before it comes to a rest. A booming kick from Carter Staley from the 37 down to the 11-yard line.
That's a really nice job. You see Harbor Beach do that quite often, where they let their quarterback punt it away to not allowing a return. And if you can get that football to land just properly, the little topspin on it, as we like to use in golf off the drive, that thing will hop right down towards the end zone. And this time, a great flip of the field by the special teams. And when you have 2 high-powered defenses on the field, field position and winning that battle could be key in this game. Breckenridge flips the script. Now Harbor Beach is going to be asked to find a way to get a couple first downs at least on a defense that's allowing 4.4 points per game on the season.
From the 11-yard line, it's a handoff to Devin Puff, and he gets out to about the original line of scrimmage. Actually going to be marked down for a loss. Tackle made by Corbin Reed, defensive end for Breckenridge. Second down and 11 from the 10-yard line.
Not much happening there. There's just the offensive line is not pushing ahead. Matter of fact, the defense is winning that battle early in this game. So Harbor Beach is going to have to use some deceptiveness, maybe some screen passes of sorts, to try and get this linebacking core of the Huskies to back up just a little bit to open up some room for the running game.
In the T formation from their own 10-yard line, Harbor Beach right to left, 0-0, less than 6 minutes to play in the first quarter. It's a handoff to the number 42, Ethan Hessling. He gets to the original line of scrimmage and dives forward out to about the 13, maybe the 14-yard line. Tackle made by Tyler Story out of the secondary. It's going to be third down and 8 to go for Harbor Beach from the 13.
That's the difference so far for both of these two offenses is the first down for the Huskies was got because they got 8 yards in first down. Harbor Beach, I don't know if they've totaled 8 yards yet. They've going to have to find ways to open it up, and I don't know if they can get to the sideline on this team. Those really explosive track stars we've been talking about are the guys that are on the ends playing D-back, so they're very fast. You're going to have to maintain block presence, and I think the use of the spread offense is going to be very crucial, as you can see them line up in that.
Third
right
down
now.
And 8, and man in motion. It's going to be Carter Keeper up the middle, Anderson, and he is stopped after about a 2-yard gain, and number 58, Hunter Smith, linebacker, stopped him in his tracks as soon as he met him, and it's a gain of 2, maybe even a yard on the play. Fourth down and 6. Harbor Beach going to have to punt this one away from their own 15-yard line.
No question about it. They really could have used a first down or 2 there, but when this defense is only allowing 2 yards a crack, it is very difficult to do. So now a very important punt here coming up for Harbor Beach, as it would be nice to get this ball somewhere out by midfield and give your defense a little room to try and get another stop.
Harbor Beach going to be forced to a 3-and-out here, but they're currently in the spread formation. They've been known to do this the past few weeks, and we have a flag, and there's going to be this is probably going to be a false start against Harbor Beach. Would be not good in the sense of if you're a Pirate listening to this one. No word yet from the officials. Of course, we're on they're talking to the Breckenridge defense. A false start against Harbor Beach. So this is going to push them back now. Would it be 5 yards or half the distance of the – or, yeah, about – regardless, it's half the distance. It's going to push him back 5 yards to the 10-yard line now.
That's a tough penalty to take there. I know it hurts. It's not that big a deal, a couple yards, but it all-important snap now really matters. And now a really good kick. You'll be very thrilled to get it out to the midfield, probably at best. So it's still going to line up in the spread formation, but there's no doubt in my mind Michael Anderson is going to punt this ball away.
Anderson playing scrum kick, basically rugby style, and it bounces at the 45. And rolls out of bounds at the 48-yard line. We'll see where they mark it out. Right at the 48. So Michael Anderson kicks it away and back into the hands of Breckenridge. 4:17 left in the first quarter. 0-0 in the state semifinals.
Wow, that was a really good punt by Michael Anderson. Not only does he get it away cleanly, but a one-step drop it and kick it off the side of his foot. That rugby style, as you mentioned, the ball goes on an angle towards the sideline, so you keep the playmaker away from a return. You get no return, and the ball maximizes its height, carries all the way to the 47, hops out on an angle to the 48-yard line. It's about as good as you could ask for with your own end zone staring right behind you.
Spread formation, 2 to the left, 1 to the right. Staley in the pistol. It's going to be a handoff end around to Valier, and he gets down to about the 43-yard line. Tackle made by Garrison Booms out of the secondary. It's going to be a 5-yard gain, second down and 5.
And that's the bulk of their offense. They like having lots of options, so they demand a lot out of their quarterback to know who's supposed to get where and read the defense and make that decision sometimes in the matter of seconds. But they love to put Valier in motion and threaten that speedster with the football first. So if you're Harbor Beach, when he goes in motion, you have to know where he's at on the field. If he's on the right side, he's either going to catch a screen pass or he's going to go in motion to the opposite side. You have to be prepared for both, but most plays, he's in motion. That's where the gameplay starts.
Two wide each way, and it's an end around the other way. This one's to number 5, Lucas Ebright, and Harbor Beach is quick to respond and gets down to the 42-yard line. Michael Anderson leading the charge. He's a cornerback in this squad. Now third down and 4 for Breckenridge from Harbor Beach's 42-yard line. 0-0.
Ebright is your other quote-unquote track star. You're going to hear that a lot. They're speedster, so they run him the other way, but they're going to use him the same exact way. When a guy goes in motion, that's where the play starts. Yes, if you're on the backside, you have to maintain your gap presence, be disciplined. But over here, you're seeing on those jet sweeps and those end-arounds, you're seeing the Harbor Beach secondary. You're seeing the defensive backs getting off their blocks, and you're seeing the end collapsing in on the running back when he tries to cut it upfield. That's a really good job, and they've obviously been watching a lot of film this week.
Third and 4, man in motion to the opposite side. It's going to be handoff to number 21. Hunter Collins breaks free, and he has the first down. He gets down to about the 33-yard line before Ford Broncos is stopped by Nathan Seaman and a slew of black jerseys. It's going to be a first down to move the chains four from the 43 down to about the 33, a 10-yard gain.
This time they take Valerie in motion, and instead of coming across the line of scrimmage, he actually goes very deep into the backfield, which has to be a trigger to the defense, triple option. So the first option is the handoff to the running back. If the quarterback would keep it, he's going to kick it out to the left and run the option with Valerie to the left. Instead, they create a big hole. He lets the hand